Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take command with Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson. Welcoming you back. Just a few minutes left on the pod for this episode. The pick segment that I'm about to do is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The Commanders are 1.5-point road favorites as they hit Atlanta. I think that line is wrong. I think they should probably be favored by 2.5 or 3 points. I like them to win this game by a field goal or more. If they won it by 7 or 8, that would not surprise me in any way. I think they're going to get to 3-1. I like Washington -1.5 in Atlanta in this game. Again, our picks segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Logan, how do you feel about the matchup kind of big picture? I think we both like the idea of the Raiders being on short rest, but you know, Commanders, tight 1.5-point line. Like, what do you make of them against Atlanta from a 10,000-foot view?
Yeah, I actually like that line a little bit more than you probably do. And the reason I do is I think they're banged up. You know what I mean? It's the injuries. I think on the surface, the culture here is more established. The offensive coordinator is doing a better job. I think the defensive coordinator is doing a great job. And they're better coached. The culture's better. I just think you're getting thin on bodies, man. Thin on boots on the ground. We're talking about if Terry doesn't play, we lose a lot of explosive offensive production. If Will Harris doesn't play, if Percy Butler doesn't, we know Will Harris isn't going to play, but if Percy Butler doesn't play, you're in kind of, again, I think you're in a land of good football players. I love Jeremy Reeves as a football player, but again, limited as a coverage player. Tyler Owens, young, inexperienced. Like, it's just, I get nervous, man, about when you're getting people into new roles.
My saying that I came up with was, next man up is fine. Next men up is a problem.
Yes. Right?
This whole idea that like it's macho and it doesn't matter who's in there, we're all in this thing together. Well, when a guy plays, that's fine. When a couple guys plays, that's fine. It's like a person is okay, but people aren't, you know?
Yeah,
like
right.
When it's an entire secondary of dudes who have never played together, weird. Geno Smith is moving the ball down the field all of a sudden. It's not the same. There's a reason why starters are starters. And I wouldn't say that the Commanders are subscribing fully to like the Niners or the Rams, like stars and scrubs philosophy, but they don't have the depth yet. It takes time to build that up. So you're really good players have to be really good players. I certainly understand that. How about the kicking game here? Not something we'll break down every single week, but yeah. The Falcons cut. They did the thing Commanders fans are calling for, right? They got rid of the veteran kicker who used to be really good, who's really struggling. Young Waku, going back to last year, it had been a mess. So they cut him. They went and got John Parker Romo, and he missed 2 kicks last week. This is one of those, like, grass is not always greener. And Commanders fans should know this. When you start getting on the hamster wheel of kickers, sometimes you can't get off.
Not good. Not good. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles it this week. Kickers are such a psychological bunch, man. Like, and I will say this about Gay. I think he's done a good job of not riding the roller coaster too extremely. Like, he seems pretty level. This kid, you know, watching the film, like, you could tell he was like, I missed one really wide right. I'm going to like change my approach. Now I'm going to miss one really wide left. And so, like, I don't like when I see my kicker like change the setup. Like, that gets me really nervous because I'm like, where's your head at? Like, just kick the dang ball the way you kicked it every single time in practice. Like, why are we fiddling with our deal here? So I don't know. That could be a factor for sure in this game. I'm curious to see how he comes out mentally and like in terms of kicking this ball. But yeah, man, like kickers, funny bunch to coach. So, and it's crazy how much impact they can have on a game.
All right. You know how I like to end these take command preview pods? Who eats? So we'll start on offense here for the Commanders. We don't know about Terry McLaurin. We're not really sure who's going and who isn't at receiver. Don't know if Bates is back. So it makes it a little complicated. But who do you like here in this matchup just based on the Atlanta personnel?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and to me, it's got to just be like the Commanders running back room. You know what I mean? Like, that, I think that group is going to be the one that eats, because I think they're going to be featured very heavily, especially for nicked up at receiver. Like, we're going to lean into that. We're going to find creative ways to win the football. I think a little bit of Deebo Samuels, maybe a little bit of Jalen Lane on some specialty runs, and just see if we can kind of get a similar result to last week. Because I do think, like you said, I think that the Falcons are decent at stopping the run. I do think there are times they're an undersized quick front where you can kind of move them off the ball and create some seams. And like when you kind of go through the run cutups, there are some gashes in there. So can you maximize that? And I think, obviously, you mentioned Bill. I think C-Rod had a very solid game and McNichols did a great job. But I think a heavy dose of those guys is going to be in the forecast for this week.
They've done a really good job with that running back room, man. I mean, yeah. B-Rob's in San Fran and Eckler's on the IR, and these three guys look like they can all give you something in different ways.
Well, I think, isn't it just like the like how the running back position is? Like, they're just good football players, you know?
Yes.
Just a bunch of good football players, and like, this is it. Like, it's a saturated market, you know, and you can just find them kind of wherever. So,
defense, who do you like?
Yeah, this one's tough for me because, again, like, I think really the guys that need to eat are guys like Dorrance Armstrong. I think he needs to have a great game on first and second down to get to that third down stuff. I think he's going to really take advantage of that Wilkerson matchup, but I think you got to earn that opportunity. So can you play consistent, physical, hard-nosed football on first down and then have enough juice in the tank to rush the passer? I think he will. He's done a great job of that all year, but he's a guy that I think is poised for a big day.
That's the NFL league leader, according to PFF, in pressures and pressure rate.
How crazy Dorrance is that? Armstrong.
He's playing his butt off, man.
I know. It's awesome.
I spent the whole offseason worrying about the pass rush, and right now the Commanders are top 10 in sacks and number one in pressure percentage. So Joe Witt dialing it up. It has worked to this point. We'll see if that can continue as the season goes on. Next time you see and hear from us, we'll be at Northwest. Well, I guess we won't be at the stadium, but after the game, when the Commanders are in Atlanta to take on the Falcons on Sunday, Logan will be traveling. So I'll have Kedrick Golston with me, I believe. We'll have a live post-game breakdown as soon as the game ends, and then Logan's film review early next week. Big thanks to everybody for checking us out. YouTube, 106.7, Team 980, as well as wherever you get your audio. We are back after the game. Enjoy Commanders football. Thanks for checking out Take Command.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.